Let's go to our wild card line. Welcome to Coast to Coast. You're, oh no, Thomas Freston.
How dare you, sir? I am so disgusted with you, sir.
Why? Why this time?
Because, first of all, this is J.C. Western III,
God's no kidding.
10-star general in the war against media pornography, and I'm disgusted because you were salaciously sex-talking that woman. Oh, you have such a sexy laugh. Please talk pretty to me about
cute,
my bill.
J.C., I said cute laugh. Not sexy.
Oh, I know where you were heading with that phone call, mister. You need to get a room. This has become George 1900 Nori. Oh, my God. I'm going to call the FCC on you, sir. You're sitting there. You've just done nothing but sex talk and chat these women up. I'm going to be in Long Beach come this weekend, honey. The last girl you're talking to. I know where you're taking this, Mr. Nori.
You crack me.
You are worse than Charlie Sheen. You're turning this show into your personal little harem. What's next? George Nori and his goddesses?
I'm winning.
Oh, well, winning. Let me tell you something, Mr. Nori.
What?
God has tasked me with the task of doing, I will tell you this right now. If you can get Charlie Sheen on your radio program, I will perform an exorcism against Charlie Sheen live on the air to save his soul.
Hmm.
He is possessed by an evil spirit.
Well, he is. I think he's possessed. I'll give you that.
Yes, he is. He's possessed by the departed spirit of Rick James, who is taken onto his body and forcing him to do cocaine. Now, listen, the reason I need to save Charlie Sheen's soul is because he used to be a good man. He was fighting communists in Red Dawn, if you remember.
I remember that. It was a great movie. And he was in Apocalypse Now. Remember that? Well, no, Platoon.
Those were terrible movies.
Which one was he in? Platoon. Yeah.
Red Dawn was a beautiful movie because it talked about destroying the communist threat that's coming against us. And I tell you what, when they make J.C. the movie, I want Charlie Sheen to play the role of J.C.
You do? Who's going to play Edna?
Who will play Edna? Well, that is yet to be cast yet. And thank you for reminding me about Edna, sir, because what I need to do is...
Roseanne Barr could play Edna.
No. She's too willful, much too willful. But what I'm saying is when I get Edna back, I'm going to get one of those Liberty safes and I'm going to lock her up in it. That's what I'm going to do.
Oh, well, she'll be safe in there.
Keep her safe. That's right. But I'm telling you, all the salaciousness that I've been seeing coming out of Hollywood and everything they're trying to do, it's because Charlie Sheen is possessed by the devil, and I will perform an exorcist live on the air.
All right. We'll try to see if we can make that happen.
You need to make it happen, and people need to email me at boilingpitsofsewage@yahoo.com, and that way, because there are people all over the internet fraudulating J.C. Webster, and I'm here to set the record straight, because, you know, I am God's 10-star general in the war against media pornography, Mr. Nori, and I'll tell you what, when we cast the movie, J.C. the movie, you know who I want to play God?
Me.
How dare you, sir? How dare you? You insinuate yourself into the role of God because of your godlike power in the underworld, the criminal underworld that you control.
Yes,
the dawn of
that.
Late night radio, George Nori.
I do that. That's
yes,
true.
Yes, criminal mastermind. And the thing is, St. Louis was named as one of the most criminal-ridden cities in the world.
I know that's
by design.
True. Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I want Stone Cold Steve Austin to play God.
You want him to play God?
Oh, absolutely, because that's how God is.
How about we can bring George Burns back, and he can play God?
No, George Burns was terrible as God, disgusting as God, completely not how God would be. God is an angry man. God is just as likely to kick you and punch you and knock you down. God's angry. God's a tough man, weak old man.
I always thought God was a loving being.
Well, people mistake the definition of love. God is about tough love, and that's part of the new revelation, and part of what I'm here to do when I'm bringing forth the new revelation and the new commandments is to bring the tough love of the Lord. And the thing is, this country is in trouble, Mr. Nori. They're having right now congressional hearings about Muslims. Okay, everyone knows Muslims. Yes, they are dangerous.
Not all of them.
Well, listen. No one talks about the Canadian problem. What about the Canadian violence on the border with Canada? You never hear about it on the news, do you, Mr. Nori?
What violence?
See, that's my point exactly, because there's a cover-up. There's a cover-up in the liberal media. They won't tell you that Canadian operatives are working against America to bring us down through food pornography and cats. And they're doing this against America. And the thing about Canadians is they're so polite, and they can look like you and me. That's the thing. Canadians can look like you.
I love Canadians, J.C.
I don't have to take this kind of abuse.
That was J.C. Webster, folks. Art gave him to me when he retired. Thanks, Art. Appreciate that.